From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In St. Paul, they speak of Sarah Palin preparing to make the speech of her life tonight. The Alaska governor will accept the vice presidential nomination before a big national audience. Our co-host Robert Siegel is in St. Paul at the Republican convention. And Robert, great expectations for the speech there tonight?
I think so, yes. Sarah Palin has worked in television. She demonstrated in Dayton when the announcement of Senator McCain's pick was made public that she seems comfortable on television. This is a very big event before a huge crowd, but it's a very controlled event. No matter what she does, there are going to be thousands of people waving placards and applauding her every word. So I'd say that moderate Republicans, whom I've been talking with, are very interested in hearing what she has to say. For her conservative admirers in the party, this is a guaranteed love fest tonight.
She has had a rough couple of days, Robert. The announcement that she's hired a lawyer for the Troopergate scandal, the announcement that her 17-year-old daughter, Bristol, is pregnant. Do you get any sense there in St. Paul that enthusiasm for her has been shaken at all?
No, I don't. In fact, there's been so much coverage of her daughter, of the Trooper investigation, but also you read about who belonged when to the Alaska Independence Party. What did she do when she was mayor of that small town to the town library? I mean, there have been so many stories that as two Florida delegates put it to me, they regard the press coverage of Sarah Palin as so unfair that it is a gift to the GOP. Hmm. Nothing unites Republicans like feeling that the press is treating them unfairly. So they say, and someone said to me, the same papers, you know, that wouldn't touch the John Edwards baby story for months were out there asking very inappropriate questions about pregnancies in the Palin family. So right now, it seems to have drawn Republicans together on her behalf.